This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I listen to that song, Happier, by Marshmello, I think to myself, this has to be what Democrats are thinking. It has to be. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. Now, the lyrics of this song. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. And here are the lyrics. When the morning comes, when we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we've begun. Think about that. He's saying, look, I thought we were hot. I thought we were smoking hot, baby. And we are nothing close to what I believe. How many Democrats do you think have awakened to this in the day of woke? Isn't it ironic that in the time of woke, Democrats are singing these lyrics? Every argument, every word we can't take back. Because with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. I don't know. I haven't listened to this song a whole lot, but that's what I remember it to be. And then the chorus is, then only for a minute. I want to change my mind, cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, this means I'll have to leave. And they're leaving! Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm hoarse, I'm not singing very well, but I think you get the point. Wow. In the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we've begun. It's been blown out. Not long ago, I asked you on this very program, are you happy? Because this, I assure you, the Democrats wanted to demoralize us. They wanted us to be so unhappy. For the record, that is the modus operandi of the Democratic Party. They want you to be miserable. They do, because they are. You know the saying, misery loves company? That is so true. If somebody's having a hard time, things aren't going their way, and you come up and you've got this rosy attitude, no matter how much you try to infuse yourself into them, it's quite the opposite. Think about it. And by the way, it's human nature. It has to be overcome. You have to grow out of it. Even in your misery, you have to be able to look at life and say things like life goes on. For example, I've had two funerals in the past 3 weeks. My father-in-law and my little nephew. 26 years old was my nephew, not my father-in-law. We get them young, but not that young. Anyway, you got to find a way to go through it. While I'm sitting there with my sister and family, I'm going, God, this is a tragedy. But you know what, guys? Tomorrow is going to be a day we got to wake up and face life again. And we have to find our happy place. And while we're doing that, there are people strategizing against us because they hate that. They hate that we are optimistic. Why are we optimistic? You want to know why? It's a very simple concept. I'm about to blow your mind, people. Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm about to blow your mind. You want to know why you're happy? It's because you're selfless. You are not focused on you. It's funny. We were at church the other day, and the pastor said, he said something like this. He says, you know, people were singing, and he says, you should be singing and joyously proclaiming your love of Christ, right? And my son, my youngest son, he's just kind of tepidly doing it. And the pastor said this. He says, you're not singing for one of two reasons. One, you do not believe in God. You shouldn't be here. You're not a Christ follower. Or two, you're too worried about self. I don't sing good enough. Whatever. What's that? You're worried about self. You're worried about what other people think about your singing. And he went on to talk about all the reasons you could give, all the excuses. And he says, and every excuse is going to be about you. What you think, people think about you. He goes, who cares, man? When you're proclaiming who you are, why are you doing it hesitantly? So I'll ask you this, folks. If you're a Trump supporter, and I'm not trying to equate this to Christ by any way, shape, or form, because people, oh, Kevin, you think I should be worshiping Trump? I don't worship Trump. I respect him. I respect you. Why do you think I stick up for you? You think it's because I worship you? I don't worship you people. Sorry. I hope you don't worship me. But I respect you. And when people come up talking trash, I'm going to say, I'm going to proclaim, you are a liar. Don't you talk about my friends this way. I'm going to speak up. Because I am a conservative follower. The same way I'm a Christ follower. I follow you in the sense that I know what we're about. And I don't care how my voice sounds. You know, when people hear me say, well, Kevin, you seem to not really care about it. I don't care. I'm gonna talk to you guys about a guy that sent me a note. I'm going to read this thing to you. We get into this argument. It started harmlessly. A 77-person thread, email thread. Harmlessly, somebody talking about a 10-year-old boy who's telling his parents or something, you know, whatever. I'll get into it. But the point is this. Don't let people take away your happiness. You should be celebratory of everything that you stand for. And let me tell you something. You were on the side of righteousness when you talked about the big cheat. The coup that ousted Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, if the coup occurred and you knew it occurred, I wouldn't have cared if this coup occurred for Barack Obama. I would have still been saying somebody cheated here. Can you imagine if Obama lost in 2008? I would have been saying that is a statistical impossibility. I don't know how McCain won. I might have been like, wow, boy, that was something else. And there might have been a moment of celebration, sadly, because now I know what he stood for. But I would have been shocked because I would have looked at all the numbers and said, there is no way. Anyway, I'm not letting anybody get in the way of my happiness. Nobody. Not my conservative friends. And I'm dang sure not going to let the left get in front of my happiness. It should be difficult for us to be happy right now, watching the destruction of America at the hands of fools. The coup that put that knucklehead into office and a host of other things. But I'm going to tell you something. I remain undaunted. I remain happy at the prospects of what we bring. Stick with me, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats singing the blues, boy. Lately, I've been thinking I want them to be happier. I want them to be happier. Let me tell you, the only way Democrats are going to get happier is when they leave their party. Everything Biden touches turns to crap. Wash your hands if you touch anything that man. If you believe anything of it, pull my finger, because you're going to be smelling the stench of the Democratic Party. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So glad you're here. Joe Biden doesn't want you happy. In fact, Joe Biden has given an excuse for you not to be happy. He says, well, you know, if you're not happy, it's not his fault. Did you guys see this? Did you hear it? Did you listen to the clip? I remind Democrats that they own Joey Demento Biden. After all, they allowed this big cheat to occur to put a crackhead's father in the White House. Now, before you get after me and you tell me, Kevin, you know, crackhead Hunter has nothing to do with his daddy, I want you to remember this. Joe Biden is the brain dead moron who put Hunter as the family point man in their business of larceny. I talked the other day. What did I tell you? I said the Secret Service won't release Hunter Biden's records of travel. They redacted the ones that they did release to the point where you don't know anything about it, who Hunter communicated with. We got Hunter's laptop where he says, I'm going to ditch the Secret Service in Paris so I can fly to Kazakhstan so I can negotiate an energy deal with this Ukrainian oil company that is now in the midst of a civil war. Now, if you want to say Joe Biden didn't facilitate any of that, how do you meet with the president of a country when you are a crackhead? Let me ask you this question another way. Do you know any other crackheads that have done this? Do you know any crackheads who sat on boards of global multinational corporations and gotten millions of dollars for doing it, and they claim that it wasn't because of influence? You know what? Take the last part off. Do you know any crackheads that sit on the boards of any global multinational corporation? Do you? You think any exist? I would love to know. Back to the crackhead in chief. In his latest public appearance, or one that was recent, Joe Biden explained the psychology of Americans who may not feel the love for him that he has for himself. And here's the clip.
Is a phenomenal negative psychological impact that COVID has had on the public psyche. And so you have an awful lot of people who are, notwithstanding the fact that that things have gotten so much better for them economically, that they are thinking, but how do you get up in the morning feeling happy? Right. Happy that everything's all right.
Talk about a rambling clown. I have the transcript in front of me, and I couldn't make it out. There's a negative psychological impact from COVID, that COVID has had, rather, on the public psyche. And so you have an awful lot of people who are, notwithstanding the fact that things have gotten worse for them economically, they are thinking, but how do you get up in the morning feeling happy? Happy that everything's all right. I dare you. Make sense of it. Please, send me a note to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Explain it to me, please. Democrats supported every aspect of this woo-flu ruse. And now Joe Biden said it was a negative psychological impact of COVID. It certainly was, Joe, and you own it. Bidenflation, folks, now impacts every aspect of American life. And if you don't believe me, or you want to debate it, give us a call, because I would love to debate you. There is nowhere this isn't touching somebody. It's impossible now. And I'm going to tell you, as a person who is being forced to look at housing right now, I'm not happy. I want you to be happier. Hey, anybody got a couple hundred grand they can give a brother so I can make a down payment on it? Because I'm telling you, I'm not happy. Housing shot up. The same house I could have gotten a year or two ago is now $150,000, $200,000, $250,000 higher. People that are in $300,000 houses, I'm talking about in Arizona, are going, I couldn't believe somebody would pay me 500 grand for this house. I've seen their houses. I agree. He says things are better for us economically. Just as Joe Biden. We just can't contain our joy for paying $5 for a gallon of gas. Not being able to afford the groceries we bought during the Trump era without any shrinkflation. Does Biden really want an answer to the question, how do you get up in the morning feeling happy? I have a couple of suggestions. When this puppet dictator and his Me Too Not Sister Girl are no more, when the Democratic Party who put them illegally into office is decimated, when we can get to the bottom of these lies, I will be happier. I will. Red State wrote an article and they commented on Biden as follows. They said, COVID Joe, I love that term, has been singularly obsessed with all things COVID from the beginning of his pathetic presidency. From worthless cloth masks to so-called vaccinations and boosters, neither are, either by the CDC's own definitions, and they put a link, to public displays of hypocritical mask foolishness that will long live in the annals of ridiculous COVID history. So being the consummate dishonest politician he is, Biden now minimizes every one of his self-made crises and irrationally blames some man-made up psychological impact caused by COVID for making people unable to wake up happy. Incidentally, this was not Biden's first ride on the crazy train to psychological la-la land. As the colleague, he writes, Nick Arama reported in November of 2021, Joe Biden blamed his in-the-toilet polling numbers on psychological scars caused by COVID, which apparently made Americans incapable of stopping themselves from trashing him in approval polls. Again, unadulterated silliness. But by the way, folks, stuff the Democrats want so desperately to believe, because it couldn't be their fault. It can't be them falling on the sword and stepping on the rake to say to the American people, you know what? We're sorry. We screwed up. We cheated a guy in and never should have gotten in. And by the way, we never should have cheated. We need to let the process play out. Do you think you'll ever hear those words come out of a Democrat's mouth? Folks, I pray Americans dance on the graves of these anti-American, anti-God, baby-killing sodomites. God knows, if the media did their jobs, Biden would have been impeached and many of his administration would be in prison. When we come back, we'll discuss his complicit players in this little scam, Pfizer and Moderna.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine, which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, announced that the confirmation hearing for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will begin Monday, March 21st. Jackson, the first black woman to be nominated to the High Court, will deliver remarks and answer questions at the hearings as senators determine whether or not she will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who is set to retire at the end of the court's term. And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter-point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed. Policies. You've made it halfway through the work week, and this is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The show is growing, folks. I appreciate all the support. 2022 is going to be our year. We're already one-sixth of the way through it now, and we got to keep things moving. So we're going to keep the momentum going. Hope you'll do the same. I'd like to welcome the new market of St. Louis. We're reaching hundreds of thousands of new peeps every day now. 93.3 Freedom Talk Radio added me to the lineup. Going there with Bongino and I don't know who else. Glenn Beck. I don't know who's on there. I know Bongino is, but I'm not sure of the others. Is Charlie Kirk? I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll be putting new information and stuff about that on the website. I hope that the people that are hearing my voice, who used to hear me every Thursday on Jamie Allman's show when he was over at whatever station we were on at the time, I can't remember, 97.1, I believe. Now you can listen to me here. And I think I may even be competing against Jamie at 1 hour in the morning. Congratulations to him, but prepare to get your butt kicked, bro. All right. Glad you guys are with me. And by the way, visit my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You can hear the show, the podcast. You can catch up on other shows if you like what you hear, and I'm pretty sure you will. Or you can find out more about the other things we're doing, like the Flick Fest, which is my equivalent of Netflix. We're building that. And there's many other things. There are things, of course, our merch. We've got lots of merch. And I tell people this. Go get something to support the show. Why? Because our merch is our message. I tell people I don't want to sell things that we haven't talked about or that I don't philosophically agree with, or maybe it's something that I've never said. I want you to buy the things that I've said, my team supports, etc. Whether you're pro-life, you're pro-comedy, whatever, let's go for it. Speaking of which, if you do want to support what we do, we have a thing happening right now, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And you should go to the website, check it out. If you want to donate a couple of shekels to help us get that thing around the country, because I want to do 4 to 6 locations, love to have your support. Currently, we are doing one location in Scottsdale, Arizona on the 31st. And I promise you, when it's done, you're going to be hearing about it in crazy good ways, and I hope you support it. Because social media is not going to help us. It's going to be up to us to do it. So check out what we do. This segment, I want to talk about Moderna. Moderna. Yeah, and Pfizer. Yeah. The pharmaceutical companies involved in the WuFu scam, and They were greedy, and they're going to pay for their greed. And soon they will join the infamous list of mass murderers. That's right. So let's focus on how the public is responding to these modern-day government-sanctioned murderers and robber barons, shall we? According to investment advisor Edward Dowd, Moderna and Pfizer stocks are on a serious downward trajectory. As it stands now, investors dumped enough of these stocks to send the companies into a tailspin. And it's not close to being over. Dowd expects Moderna to go to zero and Pfizer to end up at $10 a share. Now, this information might surprise a few people, given Pfizer's recent earnings. I looked it up, not probably a week ago, and I noted that Pfizer earned $56 billion from the Wu Flu scam. It was record earnings per share. Further, Pfizer showed a market cap of roughly $270 billion. Now, when I left management consulting back in 2009, that market cap would have made Pfizer the largest company in the world. At the time, it was BP, British Petroleum, $260 billion market cap. This was before Amazon, Tesla, Facebook, all these guys, even Apple, just soared by big oil. Soared by them. I mean, just that was considered. Now we have market caps. I think there was a company that hit $1 trillion, right? Almost four times the size of BP from 2009 to 2020, roughly, say, in two decades. A decade, 2009 to 2019. In a decade, companies were doing four times the largest market cap companies' capitalization in the world. And here's what's interesting. Not a fraction of the infrastructure. Here's what I'm talking about. BP has drilling platforms. They have billions of dollars of infrastructure so they can move product from out of the ground to your neighborhood stores. And Facebook had almost a 3x multiplier of BP's market cap. And you know what Facebook owns? Nothing. Vapor. Anyway, let me move on. So, Dowd, how could that, when you look at the numbers that these guys made, $56 billion, they had a market cap of $270 billion, I'm talking about Pfizer, not Moderna right now. How could Dowd predict doom and gloom? Well, consider what happened on February the 8th of this year. On that day, Pfizer lost $20 billion in market cap. But if you think Pfizer took it in the shorts, let me give you some Moderna numbers. Because on that same day, their stock went down roughly 70% from its high of $484 on August the 9th of 2021. Now, for those of you doing the math, you might calculate that Moderna lost almost $140 billion in market cap in a single day. Now, what drove this single day correction from all the profit taking? Simple. The ruse of Wu Flu and these vaccines has been exposed. All over the world. I'm not going to tell you anything new here, people, but listen to me because I'm preaching. All over the world, mandates are being lifted. The profit taking is pretty much over. It's peaked. So now these guys have to deal with how do we satisfy a Wu Flu exhausted public? Let me tell you, I was in the People's Republic of Denver, Colorado, various places. Two people out of hundreds had masks on in one location. Two people, okay? One guy, I didn't see this myself, but an acquaintance said it happened. He yelled at a woman for wearing a mask outdoors at the ski lift. He actually yelled at her. And people were like, kind of looking. Here's where I'm going with this. You're going to start seeing people fighting back. And for the record, You hear, oh, he yelled it this way. It wasn't like, he was like, hey, mask wearer, you know, whatever he did. It wasn't meant, it was mean-spirited, but done in a way to not be, you know, intimidating. And I thought to myself, good for him. Good for him. I'm happy to see somebody fighting back over this stuff. So, I want to recap. The two biggest companies that are manufacturing vaccines, one stock dropped 30% in a day. The other stock dropped 70% in a day. One lost market cap of $20 billion. The other lost market cap of $140 billion in a single day. One of the chief investment advisors out there, who, by the way, says, I have no position in these stocks. I'm not playing them short. In other words, he's saying, I'm not trying to make money on this stock, playing it as a commodity, you know, playing it in the, I don't know why I'm struggling with the markets, but he's not shorting the stock. He says, my report is completely unbiased. I'm telling you what's about to happen. And he's giving you the data. He's explaining it. And I'm about to explain it. So, we've got these high profit-taking companies that have been in collusion with governments, in collusion with the WHO, in collusion with the CDC, all the things that we hold near and dear. They've made a lot of money, and their stock is going to nothing. And you might ask yourself, well, Kevin, they're protected. You know, why is it dropping? Why aren't we profit taking with them? I won't buy their stock, and haven't, on just philosophical reasons. Did I know how this would go for the initial? Absolutely. I could have made a fortune. I refused to do it. I was not going to be part of that. I couldn't sleep well knowing I was profiting off of that nonsense. Profiting off the death of people. Propagating this lie by the left. If you did, it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying I chose not to do it. But I might profit on their demise. And you might too. I have no share in these stocks whatsoever presently. So I can certainly make this statement to you. But when we come back, I want to talk more about why is this happening? Because I'm telling you, this is such a great sign for us. I had to cover it because it's a testament to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. I talked earlier about the day of reckoning cometh for the mass murderers who inflicted their so-called vaccines in ways that would have made the Nazis proud. Kevin Jackson's here. That's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. For the people out there that are new to the show, where we picked up new markets, please go to the website, TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go look around for Easter eggs. There's lots of great stuff there. We have a service that can get your prescription drugs that you use monthly at a deep discount, practically free. My father-in-law, before he passed away, he used to pay $700 a month for his drugs that he got down to $80. So I can tell you this works. My family, we pay about $400, would be paying about $400 a month for some meds. We get them for $60. True. So go to the website, check it out. Also, while you're there, check out the Flick Fest, our answer to Netflix. And look, here's what I would ask you if you're a conservative. Join. Do what my friend Jason did, who says, Kevin, I don't care if I ever watch a movie on your site. I will pay you $5 a month because I understand what you're trying to do. Now, if you do go there, you're going to find some very interesting films, mostly shorts, things like that. But go check it out. You'll see there's somebody offering an alternative, because let me tell you something. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. How are we going to conquer Hollywood if we don't do something, if somebody doesn't make a move? I hope you guys support it. And I hope you don't think about, oh, well, I'm going to care. Look, let me tell you, you probably are, unless you're watching Ozark or Inventing Anna, which I'll talk about soon, you probably don't even look at Netflix. You're like, whatever. How about conservatives have somebody creating products for us consistently? TV shows, concerts, movies. I'm not going to beg anybody for help, because I'm going to tell you, this is huge. I got very big backers for this thing. We're about to kick it into high gear. Our app's coming out soon that will be able to go to your smart TV. It's what's called native app. It'll adjust to the side. I mean, it's all very cool. It's being developed. So check it out. Anyway, day of reckoning coming for the vaccine, guys. Bad news. The problem these dictatorial government leaders have now is that they pushed too hard, too far, too fast. Citizens of the world now know the data. The real data. The real science. So while governments pretended to act, quote, for the greater good during this scamdemic, most people know now their governments lied to them. And as I was mentioning in the previous segment, the person who is an analyst for stocks and what have you, his name is Matt Dowd, he forecast an avalanche of lawsuits. That's what he called it. Now, although leftists all over the world attempted the biggest healthcare cover-up in history, citizen journalists worked with legitimate medical professionals to expose this fraud. We gave you lots of data. Many other people did. You've watched videos. You've heard real experts talk about this. And now the insurance industry will play cover your butt as they document the legions of mounting deaths that are coming for complications of the mRNA Wu flu vaccines. And by the way, you can invest on the stock market in a block of stocks called mRNAs. The same way you can for the Dow or the blue chips with QQQ, etc. They have an industry, an index for mRNA vaccines. That thing is going to crater. Dow teamed up with an insurance industry analyst and researched these various life insurance claims that I talked about before. And they found that since One America shocked the world, and I talked about this earlier in a broadcast when they announced a 40% rise in non-Wu flu deaths in young working class employees, 18 to 64, multiple other insurance companies worldwide have now reported the same phenomena. And here's what they're telling you. These people are dying of non-Wu flu related crap, which means why is the demographic who should be the healthiest suddenly dying at a rate of 40% more than they did before? You got an answer. Is there some, I know you people, oh, Kevin, there was the Wu flu. Nope, the Wu flu doesn't kill that demographic, and it only kills less than 1% of them when it does. How are 40% more people dying in that age group? You got an answer? Because I do. I know exactly what it's from. See, that's the beauty of having a brain as brilliant as mine. Oh, it's surrounded in gold, and it is ordained by God to interpret this thing called common sense. The only thing you can blame are the people who made these people get vaccinated. It is the vaccines.
Oh, Kevin, they're dying from heart disease and heart attacks. Yeah, right.
Okay, look at whatever stats you want, however these people died. Every instance. Oh, it was this. It was high blood pressure. It was this. It was myocarditis. I don't care what it is. It will be up 40% and it will be among the vaccinated. That's right. And so Dowd says somebody's going to be the bag holder here. And he's confident that it won't be the insurance industry. A court in France has already held that a life insurance company cannot be held liable for death because of the mRNA vaccine. But neither can the mRNA vaccine manufacturers, right? Because governments provided them immunity under this special emergency use authorization. But before I get to that, I want to explain this. Insurance companies are not going to pay off to you clowns that got the vaccination. They've already got a precedent now. They're saying, no. We insured healthy people. This person didn't tell us. They got an excuse. Now, here's the deal. This immunity doesn't cover fraud by these insurance companies. And if Pfizer and others' data proves what many suspect, then all bets are off. And this is going to come in multiple areas because these companies undoubtedly underreported major side effects and deaths, all to satisfy their bottom line. Just recently, a major vaccine manufacturer pulled its product from India after the Indian government demanded data on the product. They said, fine, you want to bring it in, you want to make an emergency use, whatever, give us your data. And if your data is a lie, we're going to let you know. We're going to expose it. And they said, oh, you know what, it's okay. We'll move on to the other country. Indians aren't so dumb, are they? Yep. Let's be real, folks. The likelihood that Pfizer and others lied about their results is a high probability. And under common law, if Pfizer made a materially false statement or purposely failed to state or release material facts, which non-disclosure makes other statements misleading, they're guilty. If Pfizer made a false statement that induced a plaintiff to act, then they would be guilty, particularly if the plaintiff relied on the false statement and the injury occurred from this reliance. Now, the bad news and what might be influencing these stocks that I talked about, damages from lawsuits would include a punitive award as well as a punishment that would serve as a public example. Think about, Aaron Brockovich. Yeah. See, Democrats talk about science a lot. Then they withhold all the data for real scientists to evaluate it. You don't have to believe me. Look at the CDC's recent hesitancy in releasing data when confronted with legal challenges. You know what they said?
Well, we don't want to release the data because people might get the wrong impression.
The wrong impression would be the right impression that the CDC are liars. Deaths skyrocketed after this vaccine rollout when they should have dropped. But as Dowd remarked, the bodies are piling up. And the deaths are the ones that Democrats are not going to be able to hide. But consider what we now know, folks, as we close this out. We have the VAERS data, which is damning in and of itself. We have the insurance company data. We have Big Pharma and Democrats withholding data. And finally, you have this very, very powerful weapon called common sense. Now, you watch Pfizer and Moderna stocks. If you want to chart the destruction of this ruse as well as the leftists who support it, go there, look at their symbols. Moderna is mRNA. What is Pfizer? I forget. But anyway, you can look them up on Yahoo Finance. Watch the stocks. It'll be a bellwether for Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.